Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the Managing Safety Podcast. I am Amy Loboda, and I am here at Oshkosh Air Venture 2012, where I have Rachel Donald, who is the aviation representative for DeLorme, and she and I have been talking about the problem of search and rescue with light general aviation aircraft and DeLorme's solution, which is called InReach. Rachel, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Amy. It's great to be here.
Rachel, tell me a little bit about the NTSB's issues and why search and rescue for light aircraft is on their 10 most wanted list.
Well, they're basically asking, why with all of these great technologies that are out there now, we've got cell phones with GPSs in them, we've got these new emerging technologies, why are planes still going down and not being found? Why are we still losing pilots? So they held a forum last week, which is addressing, ask those questions, basically saying, what should we be doing? What should we be doing to find pilots using these new technologies? Should we be mandating 406s? Should we be looking at new technologies? How do we bring this all together?
One of the biggest issues is false alarms when it comes to the standard emergency locating that we've used in this country.
Well, the old 121.5s, which everyone knows, are no longer being monitored. They had a 97% false alarm rate. So the problem was that they only went off in less than 75% of accidents. And when they did go off, 97% of the alerts were false. So that's one of the big issues that they've tried to address. The 406s are much better. If they're tied to a GPS, they are going to be able to be managed. You'll be less false alerting. But the issue still remains that they struggle to go off. If you have an accident, then there's a big chance that your ELT will be damaged in the crash. So there are alternative technologies, though, where you can generate the SOS yourself. They use alternative networks, different priced, multifunctioned, and that's what the InReach is.
The InReach is unique, though. It's using the Iridian satellite system. The advantage to that, from what I understand, is it's a two-way system.
That's right. So these SENS devices, so satellite emergency notifications devices, which is this new category that the NTSB was looking at, of which InReach is one, use commercial satellite networks. Now, we use Iridium. The great thing about Iridium is that it's a duplex network. So messages can be sent from the device back down to Earth and back the other way. So, for example, you're sending your location every couple of minutes via the satellite network, but people can also send you a text to ask you where you are and what you're up to.
Not only that, my understanding is that you've got a way for them to ping you even if you didn't turn tracking on.
That's right. So if you've got the device turned on, then but you haven't got tracking activated, anyone who's on the ground can jump onto the website and they can ask the system to locate you, our ping me location system we call it. So they just go in there and hit the button that says locate me now. It sends a message out into the ether to say where is that device, locates it using the satellite network, picks up your GPS coordinates, your lat long speed, altitude and direction at that very minute of time, whizzes it back to the website, and immediately someone knows exactly where you are.
Now, when you say anyone can do this, they actually have to have the login passwords for your device and your website.
That's right. It's a personal system. So the people that you give access to can do this. So this is usually friends or family, people that you trust, people that you want to know where you are if they need to find you. These are people that if something goes wrong, you want to make sure that they are able to find you. So you've given them access to the Explore website, which is our user interface where the aircraft track, the breadcrumb trail of the track is laid down. They can access that. They can message you from that website so that they can send you a text message to say, hey, how's it going? What time are you going to be home for dinner? You can respond to them and say, yeah, I'm going good. I'm running a bit late. See you soon. They can locate you. But this is all password protected, so you can limit who can access that information.
As a flight instructor, I immediately think, oh my, if I only had that time that flight service called me looking for my student, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I could see a lot of different applications for this.
Flight instructors do love it because not only can you locate an aircraft if you need to, but say you've got a student going out cross country, they've got an inReach in there, they've got tracking on, you can follow them wherever they go. You can see what altitude they're going to. You can make sure that they're going where they're supposed to be going and not going scarving off and doing something else completely different. And then when they come back and you sit down with that student, you can actually debrief and say, okay, let's look at your flight. How did you get on? What were you doing here? Why were you at that altitude? What was happening? So you've got a whole lot of information that you can actually use to debrief after that flight. And as once you've got your pilot's license as a personal user, you can go and look at that flight again, and you can gain the same sort of information and intelligence. And if you're thinking, oh, where did I see that interesting viewpoint? I saw something down on the ground. I wonder what it was. You can go back and look at your flight, and it will help you identify what it was, what you were looking at.
Well, but is this in the price range for a student pilot?
Absolutely. The great thing about this device is we've made it affordable for everyone. So it starts at $250. So that's the cost of device. There is a monthly subscription. It does use the Iridium satellite network, but that starts at $10 a month. So for $10 a month and $250, you can have access to this two-way system. You've got reliable SOSing, you've got tracking, and you've got two-way communications.
But let's be honest here, you've actually got an aviation system that would give you the access to two-minute tracking and also a slightly higher data plan that would tolerate that. And that's closer to $350 for the device and about $18 a month, so about $220 a year. But even at that price point, it's pretty reasonable for aviation. I mean, in aviation, you can spend $500 on a headset.
That's right. Again, we've tried to keep it as affordable as possible. So we started out with consumer plans that were really generally devised and designed for hikers and trampers. At Oshkosh this year, we've launched our aviation plans, and these are bike-based plans. So you can set the tracking rate that you wish. It can be 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute, completely flexible. You can send as many text messages as you like, as long as they're within that bundle of bytes that you've purchased. So yes, we start off with 3,000 bytes, that's $18 a month. That's going to give you about 10 hours tracking at a 2 minute update rate. So if you don't fly that much, but you want that security when you do fly, $18 a month. And yeah, to access the additional functionality and features that aviators want, it is a $350 unit. But the $250 unit works just fine. It's just, you know, you get a lot more for that extra $100.
Sure, I understand that completely. Now, where can people find this product?
We sell it through the major retailers. So we've got about 10 retailers, likes of Sporties and Aircraft Spruce and Sarasota and the Gulf Coast, all of those sorts of retailers. So you can go in there. They will sell you the device. If you would like to access the aviation services and the aviation plans, you'll need to ring our 1-800 number and we can sort that out for you. But you can basically go and buy it from any of your retailers that you would usually work through. They're all stocking it, which is great.
How many saves have you had so far?
That's a good question, Amy. I don't actually know. We've only been in the market since October 2011, so it's relatively new. I do know that what we've been able to ascertain because of our two-way system is that we've minimized the number of false alerts that come through. Because you can text two-way with the device, search and rescue people can actually text you and say, was that really a distress alert? Do you really need help? And you can confirm and say, yes, I really need help, and this is the nature of my emergency. Search and rescue can then text back and say, okay, well, emergency responders will be there in 1 hour or 2 hours. So through that process, we've been able to eliminate false alerts. So of those that have come in, 30% have been found to be false alerts. The majority of the real alerts have at this stage come from hikers and trampers. The next section is from boaties, and then there's motor vehicles. But as I said, we're just launching into aviation, so we haven't had any saves in aviation yet. But, well, I mean, hopefully we'll never have any saves in aviation because we hope no one ever has to use it. But, of course, you know, there is that, you've got that safeguard there. So what we've found is that two-way communication is really reducing the number of false alerts. Search and rescue community love this idea because they're sick of having to deal with the false alerts from 121.5s and from other devices where there isn't the ability to confirm whether you really need help.
Well, it's very expensive. That's part of the problem right there. Now, tell people where is the best place to get information about the InReach product?
If you go to InReachDelorme.com, so that's InReach Delorme, DELORME, all one word, .com, and all the information's there.
That's fantastic. Rachel Donald, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us here at EAA Air Venture 2012. You have a great show.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.